Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr in Washington, D.C., reporting thanks to the support of the North Dakota ethanol producers and North Dakota corn growers. Thursday, United States and the United Kingdom announced a historic trade deal. White House says the agreement provides American companies with unprecedented access to UK markets while bolstering national security. The president said the deal includes billions of dollars of increased market access for American exports. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
This announcement today is a really good deal. It's going to help all of our exporters and be very good for our ag producers. I talked to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins earlier, and she's already heading over to England this weekend to put legs on the deal.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Buck Warbein says for years American cattle producers have seen the United Kingdom as an ideal partner for trade. He also says between the country's shared history, culture, and their desire for high-quality American beef, securing a trade agreement a natural step forward. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee this week and defended downsizing the USDA and potential cuts to international food programs. The secretary added that the Ag Department doesn't plan to close any of its 4,500 Farm Service Agency offices in counties. She says USDA is working to develop online technical assistance that may mean less reliance on an in-person services in the future. Rollins also said her agency recruiting to rehire staff to critical roles that were vacated, including for the FSA county offices, wildland firefighters in the U.S. Forest Service, and staff at the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, which handles animal disease outbreaks like bird flu.
We are planning to unveil the new USDA reorganization plan next week. So y'all are the first for me to give that date to, but it is coming. And the team has been working very hard on it for a good long while. And I think that especially those in this room will be pleased as we look to analyze, figure out, and provide a solution on how to better serve the American farmer and rancher and rural communities. And perhaps that doesn't mean that we should have so many people in Washington, but more to come on that as we look out into the country.
The secretary hinted to broadcasters in the room that the announcement may include establishing regional offices, moving many USDA employees out of the Washington, D.C. area to regional service centers, especially when it comes to the Forest Service, where most of the work is done in the western U.S. And that's Inside Agriculture this morning. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, moms. We'll see you Monday morning right here.